Blog Talk Radio.
Guidance and light in the Lord's word as it is shared by Ken this evening. As we come together to rejoice and share his godly truth through music and word, for all that come here seek the light of his power and glory. Let them be bathed in the word, learn it, embrace it, share it, for his rainbow light brightens all.
Amen. All right. Well, let's get into some music here. Okay.
Never.
Okay, well, that concludes that part of the praise and worship part of the service. Okay, let's get into the message. Okay, I've got a devotional here. It's called Being a Carrier of Joy. As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious, unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from a wellspring of restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. You see, God longs to fill us with his joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make his children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share the unending joy to a world without hope. May you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of the Father this week. As disciples of Jesus, we are to carry the joy of our salvation everywhere we go. You and I have the power to change atmospheres on earth with the joy of the Spirit. We have the power to brighten people's days, break off heaviness, and lead people to a deeper revelation of goodness of our Lord when we reflect his joy to others. You see, God is a joyful God. He is an inventor of happiness and fun. In Luke chapter 15, verse 10 says, "Just so, I tell you, there is a joy before the angel of God over one sinner who repents." Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 tells us, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." To truly declare the world who our Heavenly Father is, we must be carriers of joy. We must be a people marked by a joy that only comes from a restored relationship with an all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving God. It has taken me a long time to learn, and even longer time to realize the truth that circumstances, people's trials, work, and worldly stress do not have to inherit abilities to steal my joy. It's when I open my heart to outside elements that I allow stresses to come in like robbers and take what is rightfully mine in the Lord. It's when I allow a fellow driver a time crunch, negative comment, or troublesome problem to take precedence over the joy and hope I have in Jesus that I have stepped outside of my allotted portion of peace. To be carriers of joy, we must choose to value the fruit of the Spirit over worldly emotions. We must choose to only open our hearts to the things of God and shrug off that which is fleeting. If we don't take control of our thoughts and cast any fear or worry or doubt on the shoulders of our Heavenly Father, the circumstances of the world will rule our emotions rather than steadfast the joy of the Spirit. Isaiah chapter 55:12 says, "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." The Lord longs to make us a people that go out in joy. He longs to make his children who are overwhelmed by his love to a degree that cares of his world pale in comparison to his grace and affections. Ask the Lord for perspective today. Allow the Spirit to help you focus your attention on the true purpose for which you were created, restored relationship with your Heavenly Father. Choose the joy of the Lord over the stresses and cares of the world. Choose to be led forth in peace rather than led by your flesh. And experience today the lifestyle of carrying the joy of the Lord with you everywhere you go. May others come to know the abundant goodness of your Heavenly Father through the way you exude joy. Okay, so firstly, meditate on the importance of carrying joy. Allow scriptures to establish a new emphasis on joy for you. Proverbs 17:22, "A joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up its bones." In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but the righteousness of peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." So what do you allow to steal your joy? What circumstances, negative comments, or people have been robbing you of peace? Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the root of whatever is stealing your joy. In Proverbs 10:28, "The hope of righteousness brings joy, with the expectation of the wicked will perish." So thirdly, surrender your emotions and thoughts to the Lord alone. Ask the Spirit to help you open your heart only to the things of Him instead of the things of the world. Ask Him to make you a carrier of joy. And you become imitators of us, of the Lord. Okay, I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. "And you become imitators of us and of the Lord, for you receive the world in much affection with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you become an example of all believers in Macedonia and Achaia." Okay, our Heavenly Father is much more patient than we often believe. He is not in a rush with you. He will let you miss His perfect will for your life if you are willing to follow Him in obedience. Trust in His timing. Cast off the burden of paving your own way into an impactful life. Take time to become a carrier of joy by resting in the presence and getting to know His heart. Allow the perspective of patience to become the perspective. May you be filled with peace and joy and the knowledge of your God's great love for you. I highly suggest that you read Isaiah chapter 55. It'll bring this devotional into more light for you. Amen. Now, let us get that into the most important question of all. Okay? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay, because in a few moments, you will get a chance to do so. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life, not knowing which way to go, which way is up, which way is down? Okay? Are you tired, okay, of not having any peace or joy or happiness in your life? Okay? Are you tired of being depressed or maybe suffering from some type of anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from something like an addiction as to alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality or gambling or overeating? Whatever it is, it may be. You see, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. That's right. He's got to know you. And if He doesn't know you, what can He do for you? So I ask you, okay, I'm giving you an opportunity to ask the Lord to come into your life tonight. Are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If so, say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Oh, okay. I got a request for a shout-out for one of the people in... in our chat room, okay? She wants me to give her a shout-out to her. Her name is Jenna Talia. So, and I wanted to thank you so much for listening, Jenna Talia. Okay, yeah. Okay, I got it. Okay, anyway, that's a good shout out to her. So I hope she likes the shout out. So anyway, if you said this prayer, really, we want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that's area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Okay, because right now the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, and so won't you let us rejoice with them by calling in once again that area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Thank you. Amen. Well, I'll play some music that's only fitting for an altar call, okay? Here we go.
Oh, well, by the
Amen. Well, we got a caller. Let's find out what this caller would like to say. Hello. You're on the air. What would you like to say?
Penis has never been anywhere near me, you gross fuck.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, we don't need that kind of talk. Okay, on Godly Radio. Okay, yes. Well, we got. Looks like we have DC 2. Let me see if I can bring him on. See what he has to say. Hello, Don. What's up?
Shalom.
How you doing today?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm blessed and highly favored, and love doing the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Tony still there doing the show too?
Yes, Tony's still doing the show with me. Okay, matter of fact, I'm going to be bringing him on very shortly. He's going to be doing the Bible reading.
Is he going to be passionate, Kenny?
Oh, he's going to be passionate. He's going to read it with passion.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Kenny. Have you had any other calls, brother?
Well, I got one right now from 954. He just called in.
Oh.
Yeah, and we got Spencer to call in too. Okay, unbelievable.
Bring Spencer on, brother.
Oh yeah, let's bring Spencer on. Hey, Spencer, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hello.
Oh, he got that. He got an Obama phone,
hello,
brother.
Hello,
Obama,
are you there?
2020. Hello.
Hello, Spencer.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Hello.
How you doing, Spencer?
Doing okay. How about yourself, Kenneth? How you doing,
I'm
DC2?
Blessed. I'm glad to have you on.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Shalom.
That's what I say. Shabbat shalom, brother. Brothers.
So,
I got my brothers with me.
Kenneth, let me ask you a question. How did you manage to be? How am I allowed to call in, brother? I thought I was banned from the show.
Well, you know, sometimes, I think, okay, that you know we gotta let bygones be bygones and the past be the past. You know.
Oh,
amen.
I agree. Amen, Kenny. Amen, brother.
You know, unfortunately, you had said some things that were, okay, that were.
Kenny, that's the past, Kenny.
I know.
Kenny, let's not talk about the past, brother.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing, though. You have to understand that we've all said things before.
Yes.
But that's the
past.
But, you know, deep down inside, we're all friends here.
Right.
The past is
the
past. You know, we all, the past is the past. We all know each other. The past is in the past. We put the past away.
That's right. We got to put the past here. Okay?
Oh.
That's right.
Like pasture kids.
Put it in the pasture. Pasture.
He's in the pasture.
Yeah. So, anyway... what have you guys been doing? Anything interesting done or Spencer?
Work. That's all I ever do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, it's got to be done. It pays the bills.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I've just been going through my divorce proceedings.
How has that been going for you?
It has not been great, I have to say. It's a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be. You know, you got to pay the lawyer. The wife is trying to take 80% of everything. It feels like the courts are always siding with the woman. And I listen, I definitely should not have slapped her cousin, but listen, man, the dude broke in my house, and that's just not right.
Right. Right. Okay. One's house is one's castle. Okay. Okay.
I mean, and it's Kenny, there were hookers and rubbers everywhere. I mean, how upset would you be if that happened to you? I mean, it was crazy.
I would be very upset. I would be very upset. Okay. I would probably end up doing the same thing you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I still got those charges pending too, brother.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll drop them.
Oh, no, he ain't dropping them. I'm going to have to go to court, brother. He said he ain't going to drop them. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, listen, I do have a pretty good attorney, so that's good. And I'm not sure, you know, that there's a lot of evidence other than the words and whatnot. There's no, I mean, he wasn't physically really injured other than, like, the Jerry Curl juice going everywhere. But, you know, aside from that, I mean, it was just like a little squabble. I don't understand what the big deal is. But listen, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take this in an ungodly way, Kenny. I was just kind of catching up on what's going on, brother.
Well, listen, I tell you what, Don. I will keep you in my prayers, okay?
Thank you, brother.
That things will go better for you in the future, okay?
I appreciate that, Kenny. You good
man. And, of course, I always keep Spencer in my prayers. Let me bring on 954, because he's been waiting for quite some time. Let me find out who that might be. Okay, 954, you're on the air. Hello?
Shalom. 954?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was trying to drop a link to voice chat so you can resolve that phone next to speaker situation. This is cutting off a lot, and I can't hear the holy music.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kenny has some issues with the audio, brother.
Yeah,
yes.
This one would just literally be, if you're using your computer to play the music, you would literally set it up, you can do everything on the computer, and it wouldn't be kind of the mess that's going on, where for some reason it feels like you're covering the mic every once in a while.
No, I don't have an actual mic, like a microphone. I go by through the telephone, okay? And the microphone that's on the computer, okay, I use, okay?
I think I understand
I don't have
what's going
an actual
on
mic.
Because, Ken, don't you have an all-in-one computer?
Yeah, I have an all-in-one.
So the microphone is basically built in. So I think what this caller is saying that you put your input basically to when you play a song, you change your input to your Spotify. Is that correct, caller?
Yeah.
No, what I was going to suggest is like it's a software. You install it, and you can set up
right.
So that both your mic and whatever music you're playing routes the audio to that device, and basically that comes out. So whenever you want to play a music, you just hit play on whatever you want to play, and it should automatically come in as if it's your mic.
Oh, really? Okay. Now,
yeah.
What is the name of this program?
I'll post a link on the Tony Salami Brigade.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Oh.
This one should solve all the issues where you might have to put, like, yeah. You literally set a phone next to a speaker.
Okay. Well, that's what I got right now. I got a phone next to a speaker. Okay.
Yeah, we could tell, Kenny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's what I'm blessed with, so it's what I'm using.
You doing it Clay Douglas style, brother?
Sounds like this guy is. He seems to be really good with producing. Is this producer Calvin?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. I wish it was as good as Producer Calvin.
Well, anyway, I'm going to bring Tony on to do the the Bible reading. So everybody sit back and relax. Again, we'll put you all back on mute for during the Bible reading. Okay? And thank you for the advice, 954. Okay?
Amen.
Here we go with Tony's passionate reading. And we're going to be going into Numbers tonight. We finally leave Leviticus.
Well, I don't know how passionate it'll be, but it'll be. Hi, guys. Thanks for letting me in again to share the Bible with you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared, the way you were meant to hear it, the way you were meant to learn it. Tonight we'll start out with Numbers 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Take a census of all of the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the numbers of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies, and with you there shall be a man for every tribe, each one the head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. From Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedor. From Simeon, Shelemiah, the son of Zuziadi. From Judea, Noshan, the son of Amminadad. From Issachar, Nathaniel, the son of Zohar. From Zublon, Elab, the son of Helon. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Imahad. From Ashana, Gamialu, the son of Penzar. From Benjamin, Adiadam, the son of Gideon. From Dan, Ahijor, the son of Amashadi. From Ashar, Pajel, the son of Orkon. From Gad, Elaphasop, the son of Duel. From Naphtali, Ashiri, the son of Enon. These were chosen from the congregation, leaders of their fathers' tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel. Then Aaron and Moses took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they recited their ancestry by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, each one individually, as the Lord commanded Moses. So he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. These are the ones who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's houses, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribes, for the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, "Only the tribe of Levi shall you not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings and all the things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of testimony." Thus the children of Israel did according to all the Lord commanded Moses, as they did. Now these are the records of Aaron and Moses when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and of Hur, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron and anointed priests, who he consecrated to minister as priests. Nadab and Hur had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Eleazar, Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron, their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him. And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting, to do the work of the tabernacle. Also they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle of meeting and to the needs of the children of Israel, to do the work of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now behold, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sacrificed to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord. I'm going to go to Psalms 26, 8, 11, 12. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. I'm going to leave you tonight. The last thing I'll have to say with you this evening is Proverbs 10:17. He who keeps instruction in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. Amen. I know some of those. Really can't tell them what to do because they will go elsewhere. Thanks for letting me in tonight. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you learned. Hope someday you share. I'll be with you again tomorrow night to share some more of the Bible. See you then.
Amen. Yeah, and you know what, Tony? You read that passionately.
I mean,
that was with passion. Yeah. All right. All righty then.
Well, Ken, you gotta keep talking.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. I gotta keep talking. Well, I'm gonna play some music, okay? I'm gonna play some music that I've got uploaded. Hello. Okay, here we go. So, how was that song? Did that song come out clearer?
Oh yeah, it sounded better. It sounded fine. I'll be honest though, Kenny. I'll be honest with you, brother. I was kind of paying attention to two things at once, so I wasn't listening as close as I probably should have. But it sounded okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because those are those songs I've got uploaded. They're already in the computer. Okay, well, they're actually uploaded into Blog Talk. So if I play songs that are uploaded into Blog Talk, okay, they come out a lot clearer.
Oh. Is Bert still there, or did she go in the other room?
Is who?
Bert Stables.
You mean Tony?
Well, Tony, Bert, I mean, really, come on.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Kenny.
He left, after reading the Bible.
Okay, I'll keep it. Kenny, I'll keep it down. I'm sorry, brother.
It's all right.
I'm not trying to get you, Kenny, I'm not trying to get you in trouble, brother.
No, you're not going to get me in trouble. Okay. Yeah. He's listening to it on his computer as well. Okay.
He's going
to
come in and yell at me.
No, he knows you're here. We're going to put the past behind us. Okay. We're going to put the past where it needs to be. Okay. We're going to keep it there. Okay.
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 Kenny, is it okay? I asked my cousin to call in. Is that okay?
Oh, which one, Willie?
Yeah, Willie.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if he's called in yet or not, but he said he was going to call. I sent him a text.
Would he call in with a 111 number, or would he call in with a...
Hold on a minute. Are you still talking to DC?
Yeah.
DC, you don't have to be quiet. Really. I'm listening to the show. I'm on my own computer listening to it. Believe you me, if I didn't want you on the show,
I wouldn't be on the show.
Okay.
Amen. That's fair. All right.
Exactly. Let's be bygones be bygones. You're Ken's friend. Ken wants you on every once in a while. Hey.
All right. I like it. Truce.
Okay, then.
Okay, yes. Amen. Amen. Amen to that. Glory to God.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, Kenny. He didn't tell me what number he was going to call from. Sometimes he does call from a private number, though, so it could be him. But let me just say up front, if it's some crazy person that I don't know, I apologize up front.
Okay, well, we'll find out. I'll take his call. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Fishman? This is D. Willis from Des Moines. I just want to say I appreciate your show. I appreciate my cousin Don. You know, tell me to call him on the show. So,
yeah, he's a big fan, Kenny.
Well, thank you, Willie.
I'm a big fan of your show.
Yeah,
I appreciate the show.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate the show. I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, DC2, I want to tell you something right now. You know, I know you're going through a hard time. I hope things get better through your divorce. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, brother,
yeah, I know
you're going through a hard time. Come on, you know they can't keep me down, brother. They can't keep us down. Come on now.
That's right. That's the way I look at it too, girl.
Amen.
I mean, I remember my cousin went through something similar. They didn't get a divorce, but he went through some there was some crazy tomfoolery going on with my cousin a couple years ago, man. I don't know how he made it through, but my man made it through clean. He's all good now.
Maybe it was the Lord working in his behalf.
I mean,
you know,
it had
take
to
a strong
be,
person.
Because, I mean,
you know, you got to be a
wild.
Strong person to get through it. Because when at one time, you know, you got to think of yourself when you know. When they knock you down, the only thing you can do is fight. You got to fight through it.
He's speaking facts right now. I got to say, my cousin's speaking facts right now. It's crazy.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you got to fight for what you want, you know. You're not going to get it. Okay, if you don't fight for it, you know?
You got to fight for what you want. You got to fight to survive, too. You got to fight for your happiness. You got to be happy. You know, when they knock you down, you got to fight, be happy again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what
we do in that family.
We're preaching tonight, brother.
Amen.
That's what we do in the family. That's what the family believe in, cuz.
That's true. He's speaking facts, baby. The crazy thing is, Kenny, I actually thought the women in Des Moines would be more normal, you know what I'm saying, than they are here. But they're actually crazier. They're crazy out there, man.
I don't know anything about Des Moines, so I can't tell you. Okay?
Let me tell you something. Willie got some new tires on his car. This woman slashed all four tires. Then Willie got new tires. She slashed them, too. You remember that, Willie?
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, you know, when they slash a tire, you gotta take it somewhere to get the rims out. You know, you pay the money for the big rims, the special rims.
I know, brother.
You know
I
what
know.
I'm saying? You know, that's the problem there. You got to take it to a place, get them to take the tires off those rims, get them a place, and then they go do it again.
I know. It was crazy, dude. It
now,
was
what
crazy.
Did that take?
I mean,
that take money. That take money. That would it do.
Yeah.
Man, that was that take money.
Yeah.
Rough year, man. Rough year for the family. I tell you that much.
That won't make no difference because, you know, we got family on our side, you know what I'm saying? You know, all I got to do, like I say, you fight. You fight through it no matter what.
Amen. All righty. Well, we got to get back on the schedule here, okay? We got to get back on the schedule. I'm gonna play some more music here, okay? And then I'm going to be giving the prophetic word. Okay, and then Tony will come on and give us a closing prayer, and then I'll play a closing song to take us out. Okay,
Kenneth.
So,
Kenneth.
Yeah.
Can I just say one that I just want to thank you for having me on, brother. Letting bygones be bygones and having a truce with your partner. I feel really good about it. Appreciate you taking my cousin's call, even though he was on a 111 number. Glad we could conversate for a few minutes, brother. Really appreciate that. And yeah, man, I listened to the rest of the show, brother. I just wanted to say thank you. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, but some way we always come back together, brother. So, amen.
Yeah, you're more than welcome there, my brother. Okay, well let's play some more music here. Okay, here we go.
On the edge of that sea, the waves are high and the water deep, and at your back and in on me, with chariots and swords. Don't you fear, stand your ground, the Lord's gonna fight this battle. You have only to shut your mouth, believe and don't get rattled. Oh, 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 oh. Watch that man raise his staff, and watch that sea dividing. Come tumbling down and lift your voice.
takes away every day that I could be on the air with you, okay? He makes a way. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic message, okay? The Father says today, be steadfast in your faith. Be an introvert, okay, in your faith and not in your flesh. The flesh, man, wants to maintain his grasp upon your mind and your emotions in order to keep you from my best. Refuse to give into the dictates of the natural man. Know the opinions carry a lethality, okay, in them that will rob you of your destiny. I have not called you to have an opinion. I have called you to abide in the vine. When you abide in the vine that I am, you will bear much fruit. Are you bearing much fruit? Then allow the pruning of the opinion to take place in your thinking until my mind is finding leaf and blossom substances on the branches of your inner man that are anchored in me. When opinions become so heavy that they sink down into your spirit, they become strongholds and offenses. Combat the pernicious influence of self-indulged opinion by developing a love for my word, alleged truth that draws away from my character and lords over my spirit. Within you, no truth at all. Great peace have they who love my word, they shall and nothing be offended. Are you offended? Come deeper. You are living too close to the surface, where the waves of ungodliness foam up their shame every day of the world. Respond to the deep calls unto the deep of my spirit, and come down into the depths where the pure currents of my spirit will wash and cleanse you for the day ahead and the destiny that awaits all those who steadfastly abide in me. Okay, well, this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Okay, I don't have to say. Okay, so I want to say God bless everybody that's been listening, everybody that's been in, that's been on the Blog Talk chat. Okay, everybody that's been listening to the link, everybody that's been listening here by calling in, I want to say God bless you all. Thank you very much. Okay, it's brought meaning to my message tonight. Okay, and here is Tony F. with a closing prayer.
Well, y'all, may you be blessed until we meet again. Same godly time, same godly channel. May your day tomorrow be blessed and full of sunshine, and may you remember that you are loved. So to old friends and new friends and friends you haven't met yet, may you all be blessed.
Amen. All right, I'm going to play one last song to take us out, and here we go.
Like a room without a door, but this is not forever. We know the saving Lord. Yeah, we know He lifts you up, up, up when you are down, down, down. He lifts you up, up, up high off the ground, ground, ground. He lifts you up, up, up when you are. While the students take a test, He's working things together for you, 'cause He's gonna bless you. Yeah, you. He lifts you up, up, up when you are down. In the storm, He makes all things.
yeah.